episode 3242, Navigate Your Life with Purpose and Impact.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to the beginning of a new week. In fact, we are 2 weeks till Christmas, and I know you're probably counting down the days. Do you have your shopping done? Because you know what? This is the week. This is your deadline. Otherwise, next week is going to be a little bit crazy. So take a deep breath, navigate your life with purpose and impact. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, with the holidays having your attention, it's easy to miss what matters. Quickly, you must shift your mindset and navigate your life with purpose and impact. Now, you can be one who lends yourself to the easy way and just sit back and learn to react with gumption. But where does that really get you? I mean, like, seriously, maybe you've been doing that most of your life. Maybe you're not really a procrastinator, but you're one who says, you know what, I'm just going to hold on and then I'll push at the very end. And for some odd strange reason, you always get to the finish line, but now you're older. Time moves faster and you feel like, well, you're moving a little bit slower. What do you want in your life that you're willing to fight for? And not with violence or foul mouths or adult temper tantrums. I'm talking about really looking at where you are and where you want to be. If you're one who wants to live a life of purpose and impact, then it's the perfect time to reflect on your journey and take charge of your everyday. You have to be willing to make the necessary changes to change the trajectory of where you're headed. It's about embracing the call to leadership, even amidst challenges. You got to lead yourself well. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Lead yourself well. And when you do that, it requires dedication, resilience, and a steadfast commitment to personal development. You're probably like, oh, I don't want to do this. I mean, who wants to go into that self-help stuff? Isn't that just all kind of like a racket? And I just don't have time for it. I just want to get in there, do what I know needs to be done, and I'm finished. I want to raise great kids. I want to have a family. I want to have enough money in the bank account that I can enjoy the day, and I don't want to have to overthink things. You don't have to overthink, but you do need to lead yourself well. And a lot of times what we're doing is we're just reacting to what is coming at us. You, my friend, have to be willing to take an honest look at your life, all of it, and not just part of it, and really narrow down what needs to change: your behavior, your actions, your mindset, your tenacity, your endurance, your resilience. What is it? Maybe it's your communication. Maybe it's your listening skills. What is it for you? If you want to be somewhere different than where you are, you have to lead yourself well. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, cultivate self-awareness. And this isn't just any kind of awareness. This is truly like knowing before it, like it really happens. And I'm going to use like a lot here because like, well, I want you to like pay attention here, right? Yes, I know. Remember when they used to use like all the time? Back in the day, now that's dating myself, but it was kind of like that buzzword. Like, you know, like. And some of our kids do that now. I don't know that they do that much, but I want it to be where that like is so likable in your vocabulary. Literally, you know yourself so well, it just comes up. And you can say something before you even know you're going to say it. Now, that's in your head, and then obviously it comes out verbally. Leading yourself begins with understanding who you are and what truly matters to you. Cultivating self-awareness enables you to make decisions that align with your values, aspirations, and your principles. It means taking the time to explore your passions, your morals, and even your flaws. Yes, when you make a mistake and fail, you got to check it out. Through introspection and honest self-reflection, you can gain that clarity on your purpose and how you want to impact the world. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to go out necessarily and say, okay, I'm going to start a nonprofit. That's great if that's you. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about this self-awareness that goes beyond just getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth and going to the bathroom, putting your clothes on, well, after you take a shower, and then going out, doing your day-to-day, coming home, eating, and, you know, letting your head hit the pillow and starting all over again. But unfortunately, that's how a lot of us are living our lives. And then we wonder why we don't have a great marriage. We wonder why we're not getting that job promotion. We wonder why don't we really feel fulfilled in our life? Think about a corporate professional. A corporate professional may realize that their true passion lies in social entrepreneurship. And by embracing their self-awareness, they can take proactive steps to transition into a career that aligns with their values, such as starting a nonprofit organization or partnering with existing enterprises focused on social impact. But you've got to be willing to cultivate self-awareness. You got to know before you know. And that means you've got to know yourself well. And when you know yourself well, you can lead yourself well. Number two, embrace resilience. Leading yourself well requires an unwavering commitment to resilience. That means you got to be willing to stick it out, even in the hard stuff. Life is rarely a smooth ride, and setbacks and challenges, well, they are inevitable. However, it's your response to these obstacles that define you as a leader. Think of embracing resilience as viewing setbacks as learning opportunities and maintaining a forward-focused mindset. It's not always about looking in the rearview mirror. Yes, that's important, right? That introspection and reflection, but you don't get stuck back there because otherwise what happens? You drive off the mountain. Imagine an aspiring writer who faces multiple rejections before getting their work published. Chicken Soup for the Soul, you've probably heard of them. A book that was published over and over and over again with so many different volumes. Do you know they were turned down over 40 times at the very beginning? They were. And they created an empire. So instead of being disheartened, right, they view each rejection as a valuable chance to refine their craft and push themselves even further. This is that inspiring writer we're talking about. This resilience empowers them to persevere, eventually leading to their work being recognized and appreciated. It happened with Chicken Soup for the Soul. It didn't happen overnight. They had to keep knocking on doors and knocking on doors and knocking on doors. And eventually somebody said, okay, we'll give this a shot. Embrace resilience. And finally, number three, practice self-care. Leading yourself well goes beyond achieving professional success. It also involves taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being, right? What's going on upstairs? Like literally, when you practice self-care, it enables you to show up as your best version of yourself, right? You got to be your best selfie. It means carving out time for activities that rejuvenate and nourish your soul, whether it's engaging in hobbies, pursuing physical fitness, or spending time with those you care about. Think about a busy parent. Maybe that's you. You may want to set aside specific hours each week for self-care, such as practicing stretching, reading a book, or spending quality time with loved ones. By prioritizing their own well-being, they become more resilient, happier, and yeah, they'll wear more smiles for sure. And they're better equipped to lead their family with love and kindness. Practicing self-care isn't about going and getting a mani-pedi. If it involves that, that's great. But it's not just about that. It's about saying, you know what? I need to have an outlet of my own. And you know what? You may have to have a hard conversation with your spouse, with your kiddos. Now, if they're young, well, you know what? This too shall pass. But if they're older, you can say, you know what? At this time, it's all about mom for a moment, and that's all right. Now, if it's blood or flood, you can interrupt me. That's what I tell my kids when they were growing up. I was like, you know what? If there's blood or flood, you got me. But if I need a few moments to do something and I need to focus, then unless if something's really happening, you need to let me be, and I'll be right back. Leading yourself well is serving from an overflow of greatness. And that greatness comes from what? Self-awareness. From a person who can embrace resilience and someone who really cares for themselves first so they can care for others second. Leading yourself well is not a one and done. It's a lifelong journey that requires self-awareness, resilience, and yes, self-care. So by understanding your strengths, staying resilient in the face of challenges, and prioritizing your well-being, you can then create your now that aligns with your values, dreams, and aspirations. When you lead yourself well, you can impact the world you touch. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Are you ready to look at where you are right now so you can get to where you want to be? This is not a sprint. Your life, no, it's not meant to run in 1 minute. It's a marathon. You're not racing against anybody. The only person you're racing against is yourself. Accept the call to leadership. Dare to be misunderstood, criticized, opposed, accused, and even rejected. And then be ready to blaze a trail of purpose and impact. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.